Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Annie Fry here, and very, very happy to be with you. Also with my co-host, Erica Murphy of Magic Expeditions. Vacations? Or is it just Magic Expeditions?
It's just Magic Expeditions, because you're on an expedition.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Erica and I work together at a radio station. I host the Annie Fry Show here in St. Louis, weekdays noon to 3. You can catch that at radio.com as well. And Erica is in advertising sales here.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just happened to one day realize we love Disney World.
Yeah. It was playing Kiss the Girls over the radio, over the loudspeakers. You were about to go on your first trip, and I knew it was meant to be.
It was time. So Eric and I have built this relationship over time. It is tried, tested, and true.
Mm-hmm.
And my first Disney World vacation that I've ever taken was in 2018, in the summer of 2018, July. And that one I planned by myself. Then after that, after I started talking to Eric, I was like, well, why wouldn't I have you plan it? She's like, I don't know why you wouldn't have me plan it. So I had you plan it.
Yeah.
You helped me. We did it together. It's super fun. And you have managed to save me lots of money over the course of time. And I don't think that's something people really understand about travel agents, at least if you were very new to using a travel agent, as I was. I just assumed that it was a convenience that somebody could provide you that service. So, of course, it would cost you something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're paid by Disney, so there is a fee associated, but Disney knows that there's a lot that goes into Disney planning, so they want to make it as convenient for the consumers and the mm-hmm. guests as possible, so that's what they do.
So this podcast episode today is about a subject that I love to talk about, and that's how do you save money on your Disney World vacation? And I am somebody who has 3 children. Now one is 10. That means that at Disney, he's an adult. He does not act like an adult. There's nothing adult about my 10-year-old son. But he's newly 10, and then I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. And, you know, something as simple as your oldest child turning from 9 to 10,
mm-hmm.
it ends up costing you some extra money. The tickets are more, the food's more.
Yeah, the bracket goes up.
So every time you have the opportunity to save a dollar, it's important to save that dollar. I love, just in general in my life, finding ways to save mm-hmm. money. And if that makes it easier and more accessible to go to Disney, then yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
So I was going to say the first thing that I do to save money is I buy Disney gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about Disney gift cards is the massive amount of things that you can use them for.
Yeah.
They're very versatile. And if you have a local Target, what is it? If you buy it with your red card,
yeah, Yeah, I'm not a red card member because I spend way too much at Target. And if I had it, would only enable
need
my
no
behavior.
More access to the fine things at Target. You can go to Sam's. I think Costco has them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of places that sell these gift cards at a small discount. So if you are, for instance, going to save the 5% that I believe it is at Target and often is at Sam's potentially as well. If you go there and you start, you know, when you go on a trip, or if you're going, if you know you're going to go on a trip sometime in the future, and you buy a $25 gift card each time you go to Target, it can certainly add up. If you're gonna spend, I'm just throwing a random number out there, but $5,000 on a Disney World vacation, that saves you $250.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hotel stay, depending on where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
a night in a hotel. And then there's another place that I have used myself, and it's BJ's Wholesale Club. I had never heard of it, and it's online. You have to have a membership to shop there, but you can spend $10 on an annual membership and then access the gift cards there as well. And for Black Friday, I think it was a 7% discount. So if you save up the money, if you're like saving, let's say you're going to go take a June, maybe what's the most you can plan out? How far can you plan out right now?
A year in advance. So a year all in through advance. 2020.
So if you were going to go and maybe at Christmas and it was going to be, and you could wait till Black Friday, or maybe you're going to go right after Christmas for the holiday, you could save up all the money that you're going to save and just keep it at the savings account. And then when Black Friday or another sale that you see, if somebody else has a sale on it, you just take that cash, you buy the Disney gift cards. You can use that those Disney gift cards to pay for your resort stay. You can use them to pay for tickets. You can use them to pay for food, for souvenirs. Pretty much everything.
Yeah. And that's actually one of my tips, too, that I tell people, because it once you're in the parks, even me as an adult, like I want to buy everything. I want every souvenir and I want everything in there. So as a child, I can only imagine what that's going to be like wanting to grab everything off the shelf. So I always say, give them a gift card, and whether it's $50 or $250, and say, this is your money for souvenirs while you're there, and put a cap on it. So then they have their card, and if they want to spend the whole $50 the first day they're there, or they want to spend it over a course of a time, that way you can budget their spending as well.
And it's also kind of a cool way to teach them about the value of things, that not everything that's on a shelf is for the taking. I know my husband and I, when we went last year, my husband and I started having chores for the kids, and it was a quarter a chore. And they had mason jars on the mantle above the fireplace. And in the summer, my husband's a teacher, so he's home. He would have them do a certain amount of chores. I think they could earn like $2 a day. And when we got rolls of quarters from the bank, and when they'd get done with their chores, if they didn't do them well enough, they didn't get paid for them. But if they did a good job and they did all their chores, they get their quarters, and they just started building them up in the mason jars. I think by the time they went, they had, like, my middle child had the most quarters, which is not surprising to me. And my son, my oldest son, had the least. But they were all within, like, $3 of each other. But they had, like, $60 in there. And think of all of the chores that I had done in the process.
Right.
It was
quarter
great.
A piece? That's a lot.
So we took those, we took the money that was in there, and we got them each $50 gift cards with the money that they, so that it was containable.
Yeah.
So if you can buy that those $50 gift cards at Target.
Yeah.
If you buy two of them for 5% off, even for that little amount for the kiddos who are going to go be able to get you probably two souvenirs with that money, saves them a little cash. Yeah. So I think the gift card thing to me is the obvious one, because you can save on gift cards and then you can save on other things in other ways. But the other things sometimes you can pay for with the gift cards you already saved on.
Yeah.
So the next thing to me that is most important, most obvious, and also at the same time most shocking, is to use a Disney travel agent. Because Erica, when I did the trip the first time, I remembered them saying, now if there's a better offer that comes along the way, you can call us back and rebook it. And I think we had kids free dining for kids was an offer that we had on our first trip. And I called back, my husband called back once and was like, hey, we saw this offer came out, does it apply to us? And they were helpful, but they weren't, we found the offer. It had, whatever we were calling about had been out for a while.
Yeah.
And when we called, they're like, no, this wouldn't really help. And I think at the time, maybe it was the best, what we had was still the best offer that was available. If you work with a travel agent, you guys go about it a little bit differently and much more aggressively.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're looking at it every single day. So we get emails every morning if there's a promo that comes out or
and
what's
new. And by morning,
new.
You mean late night. As in where I think it's not morning until the sun is up. But Erica is checking her email at
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, I go to bed at like 9, so.
Worth the use of a travel agent right there.
Yeah.
She's working for you at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we're looking at multiple reservations. So when a promo, so there's actually two promos that are out right now. One just got released after the first of the year, free dining again this summer for select dates. And then there's a room discount.
And we're recording this here the second week of January in 2020. So if you hear this later, maybe that offer won't be available, but it's important to know when they come out. For example, right now, when you have two offers coming out, they'll fit different people, and they're not going to last forever. And then maybe they'll have another offer.
Exactly. And so we'll go through, we'll go down our list and look who's traveling within those dates and just automatically apply to them before they even get out of bed in the morning. So, you know, we just go onto the site, and if your dates happen to fall through there, we'll go ahead and apply it. And then I'll just shoot you an email and say, hey, guess what? I saved you. I saved one of my clients, I think it was $1,300. They're going in July because they got free dining. And so then they were able to go and make reservations to build a droid or do, you know, they had budgeted that certain amount of money.
When you think about $1,300, when you go to Disney, especially if you're going for the first time, it's almost like it turns into Monopoly money. Like, you start talking about things in increments of dollars that in real life you are not talking about, which is kind of a dangerous thing. Going back to the gift cards, that's how my husband and I budget everything. Mm-hmm. We're like, here's what we have. We go to Disney World with $500 on a gift card, and this time we'll be going for 9 days in the summer. That $500, if we want to do anything extra, if we want to add anything to the trip, you got to spend it on that, and it's prepaid for.
Yeah.
And that's like the whole trip for us. You save $1,300. I mean, if it's me, I'm probably putting $1,000 back in my savings account and just going $300. Oh, well, you know, maybe it is an extra night in a resort day, or maybe it is
an upgrade hotel,
a better hotel, or maybe the dining plan. You go up a level on the dining plan, but when these deals come out, you get to plus up your vacation. And the biggest thing about it is if they're room discounts, which most of them are always other than dining, but that involves booking a room. When they're room discounts, it's not like we're going to run the sale from January 1st to January 30th. Mm-hmm. If you get in now, you get it. There's an inventory of space that is available for a certain discount, and it's first come, first serve. And when you're Erica is your Disney travel agent, and she is getting up at 4:30 in the morning and sees that, wow, this deal came out, and this is exactly what, you know, Jane and Bob are doing, and I can save them this money. You get an email that morning that says, hey, guess what? And Ryan, who is on my show, he's part of the Andy Fry Show each weekday. You're planning a vacation for him. He's never gone before. Mm-hmm. And he just told me the other day, he comes into our office, he goes, I got an email this morning from Erica, says she saved me $250. I go, oh yeah, that's great. She goes, is that what she does? And I'm like, yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
And if she can save you more, she'll save you more. So if you're interested in going to Disney and you're concerned about the budgeting process and you, like me, don't understand how it works and think that using a travel agent is going to cost you money, it will save you money. She will guide you to make good decisions, and she will also be looking for every opportunity she can to carve out any amount of savings that exists.
Absolutely. And that's the best email for me, is knowing, I mean, these trips, they're not little weekend getaways. I mean, there's a big investment. So people are spending a lot of money, and some are saving a very long time to make this happen. So if there's anything that I can do to make that a little more magical, if that means getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to apply these discounts, then that's what is exciting for me, is to know that I can make that little bit of magic happen with your vacation.
So can you kind of go over, just in your experience, when Disney offers a discount, what kind of categories do they fit in? Because there are some discounts that are never let's wait for buy one, get one free park tickets. That's that type of thing doesn't happen. I think it's interesting to paint a picture of what is a possibility that could come out in a way to save you money.
You know, it's funny. I want to preface this by saying that Disney is incredibly unpredictable. There's agents all over the world. It's not, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of agents. And so there's blogs and boards and groups that we all belong in. And we've tried to find an algorithm of when free dining comes out and when this is going to come out, so we can kind of plan and try and market ourselves. And I remember last year, when they announced free dining on January 2nd. They had never announced free dining after the first of the year. Typically had come out around April 15th, and we all have our algorithms and, mm-hmm. and have planning on that. And I remember waking up and seeing the email on January 2nd, and I, you know, texted my friend Allison, who owns Magic Expeditions, and I was like, there's free dining! It was like a panic, because we did not, it was completely out of the blue, and we're like, oh my gosh, and we're trying to like scramble because we weren't prepared for it. So Disney always comes out with random opportunities. So to say that something may never happen, I have no idea, because they always want to put a little extra pixie dust on the magic. So so there could typically, there could be something else. But typically it has either a room discount, and it is around up to 25%. So depending on the category that you're staying at, it'll be a room discount.
Which is what one that is currently been released.
Uh-huh. Yep. There's a room discount for this summer up through, I believe, August.
So if you're downloading this here in January, when we are recording this, and you want to get in on that, now mm-hmm. is a good time to email Erica at magicexpeditions.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the free dining, which uh-huh. is the most exciting, because that's going to save you the biggest amount of money. And you can always upgrade your dining. So if you get the free dining with the
standard
plan.
That's what I struggle with the most. Erica knows this. Every night
that's why I say it.
how much was it again to upgrade to the next dining plan? Because the different dining plans, there are three different dining plans. The one that is generally included with the free dining promo is, what is it, two quick service meals a day and two snacks?
For the quick service plan?
Whichever one is usually the one included.
So the standard dining plan is one table service, one quick service, and two snacks.
Is that what's included in free dining?
Mm-hmm.
Depending, is that what I have in free dining?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Glad I listened to this podcast.
Yeah. The deluxe is three dining credits, mm-hmm. and it could be table service or quick service. It
and
doesn't matter.
That's what we have done both times. And just, this is kind of like a side tip. We did the deluxe planning even though we had three kids. I don't know that dollar for dollar, if I'd have paid cash or did the credits, that it would have been financially beneficial. It is definitely something you kind of have to crunch numbers on. But we used the ability to use table service, and table service means that you're going to sit down in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the character meal experiences, those are going to definitely be at least one table service credit. Some of them are two, but not as many of them. With small kids, instead of always going back and taking naps and sitting at the hotel or going to the pool, we did a lot of sit down meals.
Yeah.
It's also a ton of food, and you find yourself using these table service credits and not eating nearly the amount of food that you could if you wanted to. I just am not capable of eating that much food. However, if you did what is the entry-level dining service plan, which only has two quick service, so think of that as like a walk-up place. You can mobile order and pick up your food. I kind of think about it as a food court, like Disney World is the world's biggest and best food court with way better food. Where you walk up, you see all these places, you can walk up and you can maybe get a table, but you got to get your food yourself. Maybe they'll bring it out to you, but you got to walk up and order. That's a quick service thing. Those are not going to be dining experiences outside of depending on how much you love the food. So for my little family, and by little, I mean little people, to be able to see characters who are coming to our table, and for us to not have to stand in line, we go in the summer. My husband's a teacher, so we're limited to most of just the hot times when we can go. So to be able to go sit down for an hour, maybe even an hour and a half, and have Winnie the Pooh come to our table instead of standing in a line for 30 minutes, that just made a lot of sense to me. And it worked really well for our family. But now that we're just a little bit older, we're kind of starting to think we'd rather spend less time sitting at restaurants and more time just doing park stuff. So it's to each its own.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at these dining plans, it's important to consider how a deluxe dining plan might increase your experience there. It wasn't for us just about the food.
Right.
So Erica can help you with that. And it's just, it's an upgrade fee to go to that deluxe plan, but you can still get it. Even if it's not the one that's included.
Yeah.
You can access that plan for cheaper.
Absolutely.
Because you got the free dining.
Yeah, and I know we've mentioned this before, but meal credits are just that. They're credits, so you don't have to use all three credits. If you do the deluxe plan in one day, you can bank them. If you want to do more of an experience like the Spirit of Aloha dinner show, then you can bank those credits. But on average, they say that the dining plan will save you about 30% than buying a la carte. You know, it depends on what your family eats and how much they eat. I'm actually working with a client right now where she's going back and forth with, do I need the dining plan or not? And it's,
are you talking about me?
No. yeah, her name is Annie.
Client. she's a real trouble.
Oh, stop. No, it's but she said, you know, my kids just eat hamburgers and pizzas and do I need this? And it's one of those things too with, do you want to police what your kids eat? So if they want to order a steak, if your 10-year-old wants to order a steak, are you going to be like, oh, I don't know if you should do that? Whereas if you're on the dining plan, you can order whatever you want because it's already included. I would almost encourage you to order Dan jokes about this all the time, but I think when we went last time, he ate a steak like with every meal. And towards the end, when we were walking around Epcot with our drinking around the world, he was starting to get a little sweaty. And I'm like, it's all the meat. Like, stop eating steak.
Yeah. For me, it was nice to be, when you do the dining plan, you've paid for it.
Yeah.
Before you've gone.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, vacation does not include hemming and hawing over. Yeah. This is $3 cheaper. I should probably get this instead because we're spending so much money, blah, blah, blah. If you spend it. So that's not necessarily, I know this is about saving money, but there is some peace of mind for me personally that comes in having it paid for and a true sense of vacation that I can sit down and I can order what I want. And I don't beat myself up when I'm like, I do not want to eat a lot of food. I'm just going to get a salad. And I know this isn't the best use of a credit as far as dollar to credit ratio. But that's not why I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation so that I can sit down and say, I want to eat this. And on vacation, I'm going to eat this. And that might be a great chicken salad. And that might be a steak.
Right.
Or for my husband, lobster or something.
Yeah.
Put your microphone down.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. So the other thing I was going to say, as far as booking vacations, I think a way you can save money is by booking as soon as you know you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Was that on your list?
It's not, but we can talk about it.
Well, so the reason I say that is because Disney gives you a ton of exit ramps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're headed down the highway, you're going 70 miles an hour, you're going to Disney World, and something happens because you're planning in advance. And if you're planning 6 months in advance and 3 months in, something happens, maybe there's a job change or some sort of status change and this doesn't work. Maybe there's a life change and it's just not going to be feasible. You can book and reserve your vacation for $200 and you can get that money back up until
30 days
before.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as that status change isn't within the 30 days before your vacation, which if you get travel insurance, that changes that game a little bit, but I don't have travel insurance. I've never bought it. If you book early, the second you're like, I think this is what we want to do, you can put that $200 down with a travel agent, and then all of a sudden you start getting emails every once in a while like, I saved you $250 here. Oh my gosh, I saved you $1,300 here. You will miss out on some of those promos if you're not booked.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to have something on the books because we're grabbing those first, then new reservations, because, I mean, you're not going to be up at 4:00 in the morning. So if you already have a reservation on the books, I'm just going to apply it. Whereas if you were thinking about booking and book in the afternoon, those may not be available anymore. And
especially when you consider all of the Ericas that are out there.
That's what I mean. There's thousands of us
that are taking care of their clients before you've even seen the Facebook ad somewhere that says, this is what's going on.
Yeah. And one of my notes that I do have is along that line is the when you travel. So Disney prices based on peak season. So depending on when you go, that's what your budget's going to be. And I'm looking into a trip for somebody else here that said, if you can get to this dollar amount, we'll book. And so, you know, not $200 more, not $200 less. Like less, I'm sure they'd be fine with. But like, if you get to this dollar amount, we'll go. So the other night after Braden went to sleep, I was on my iPad and I checked every single day because it varied from Friday to Tuesday to April to August.
Yeah, so, if you're going to check in on a Monday and leave on a Thursday, that's going to probably cost a little bit different than Thursday through a Friday
exactly.
or Thursday through a Sunday.
Yeah, so definitely when, if you have flexibility, now I know, you know, teachers mm-hmm. and maybe your job doesn't allow it, but if you have flexibility, you could save a lot of money depending on peak season versus when you go.
Yeah, and I think also it might be worth noting that peak season isn't necessarily when you think peak season is.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, why would you go in summer? It's so crowded, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've been watching the videos from Christmas mm-hmm. and New Year's crowds.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. No, not never.
Right.
Unless you're sending me there for free, and then I will go. If anybody
then,
wants to do that. I don't know if I think I would just go sit and
yeah.
watch. I would people watch.
Yeah.
But...
Well, they reach peak time at like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Like before the park had been open for like 2 hours and they're at capacity.
If you're thinking, I don't want to go in the summer because it's busy, maybe we'll just go on spring break.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily accurate.
No.
And also, summer isn't the high point necessarily anymore. And Disney will do things too to try to entice people to come at different times. I think Marathon Weekend is...
Yeah.
Here in January.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of January. And that's a big, big weekend. So if you think, oh, I'll book in January after the crowds go, make sure it's not marathon weekend when you go because there are going to be crowds there. There's going to be a different kind of crowd. And
well, and around any holiday, I mean, we went after, I think it was President's Day. We went a couple years ago and it was like that Friday was totally fine. Like the crowds were great. We were walking onto rides. And then that next day, it was like a fire hose open. And
I think
it was
New
England, wall to wall people.
I think New England, they have like a week off or something for President's Day. Like there's a portion of the country. Like who knew? I only know that because I'm a nerd and I read Disney articles when I want to be happy.
Yeah.
I read a lot of articles professionally. I'm required to know a lot of what's going on in the news. And I balance all of that muck out with reading about, you know, smoke at the People Mover or, or, you know, some sort of capacity crowd at Hollywood Studios or how to get the best boarding group at Rise of the Resistance. It seems mindless, but it just takes my mind off of the other things that we're all paying attention to. But we don't need to have our, you know, we don't need to be eyeball deep in that all the time. Once I've been to Disney World and I know the layout and I kind of understand the place, I love the updates because it's like I'm new and informed, but about something that just makes my heart happy, not my head and my heart hurt.
I think it's funny because I remember being a kid and I mean, I'm talking maybe 12, 13 years old. And I would sit in our room and watch the promo that plays over and over again in your room about the, you know, hey, I'm Susie and let's go. You know, it's just the advertising. Maybe I was destined to be in this. But my family would joke with me, like, how many times are you going to watch that?
And just one more time.
I would watch it on a loop. And it was the same thing over and over again. And it was just because it does. It gives you that excitement of what you're going to see and what you're going to do.
Yeah. So book early.
Mm-hmm.
Have, you know, if you would like to be connected, you work with people all over the country.
It's not,
you don't have to ever actually meet face to face because, you know, we do a lot of our discussions over Facebook Messenger. I'm sure you text with a lot of people as well. Erica@magicexpeditions.com is the email if you'd like to reach her. And it's E-R-I-K-A. Booking early is definitely one of them and knowing your peak seasons. And if you don't know them, that's fine.
Yeah.
You can say, well, we were thinking we really wanted to go the first week of September. What do you think about that? Might be a great time to go. Might be a low crowd season. It's also hurricane season.
Yeah.
But kids are back in school and you're probably fine.
Right.
So what else you got?
So kind of going along the lines of the gift cards we were talking about and just kind of planning ahead, souvenirs in the park are very expensive. So you could save a lot of money by buying gifts ahead of time and maybe packing them with you and bringing them there. So that instead of spending $100 on a Princess Jasmine dress, you can go to Target and spend $12 and have it there and maybe pull it out and, you know, have some magic in your room. But that could save a lot of money. Your ears, you can buy your ears ahead of time. You could buy them online. You can buy them at the different stores. So just kind kind of planning ahead of what souvenirs that you may want to bring, you could save a lot of money buying them in whatever town you're at before you go.
And, you know, I'm going to add to that as a really good suggestion. I usually go buy the kids 2 or 3 t-shirts mm-hmm. ahead of time. And I tell them, this is part of your souvenir from this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm more minimalist than some other people might be, but I don't think that my kids have to come home like with their arms overflowing with junk. And when I just always, it always boils down to me. I was talking to some friends of mine who are like, I don't know if I can afford a Disney trip. I know that when we were talking with Ryan initially, he's like, I don't know. What does it cost? Like, just in general, what's one of these things go for? Because to some people, it might seem like it costs $1 million. And when you say, no, actually, I can get you in for a 5-day trip for $3,000 or less.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you start going, oh, okay. You break it down on how much time you have between now and then. And you start asking yourselves, what things do I have to have and what things could I give up in order to make this happen? I think my kids, and I've noticed this with like holidays and stuff too, and birthdays, when they get showered with things, everything is less special.
Yeah.
When you have the opportunity to get that one doll, that doll becomes really special.
Absolutely.
And it's just, if you're going to Disney World and you are looking at how do I make this work for my family? I want to go. What do I need to do? What do I need to sacrifice here so that I can save there and make this happen? Don't feel like you have to have all the things. Don't feel like you really have to have any of the things necessarily, because when you go there, the experience and the memories are priceless.
Absolutely. And that's why one of the tips too is that, you know, you could save on buying the memory maker and have them take your own photos, which is they can absolutely do. But memory maker is something that I always include, because that's your photos from the trip. That's what you're there for. Those are those memories. You don't want to spend your time behind a camera. If there's somebody there that can do that for you, you know, that to me, the memory maker is one of the most important.
I agree.
Add-ons.
I'm always looking for a corner to cut, and mm-hmm. the memory maker is not it. So it's under $200.
Yeah. It's, if you buy it ahead of time, it's, I think, $169. If you buy it there, it's up $200.
And that can change.
Yeah.
They can change those prices at any time. So if you book it and you've got it secured, that's what it won't go up on you after you've secured it.
Right.
But the ability to just have some of these pictures and images from rides and stuff that you didn't even know were taken, to have them show up, and you're like, it's magical.
It is. And they have the little, you know, like on the Space Ranger spin, they'll have Buzz flying. There's a little magic mm-hmm. there.
Mine Train has a little video that they put in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they have one of my favorites was they do like the chip will be like they'll have you just hold out your hand and you don't know why. And then all of a sudden when
magic
you get the pictures
shots.
Back, there's the magic shots. Yeah, yeah. So those are really fun.
Anything else on your list?
The last thing I have is, and this one is kind of debatable. Some people really agree or not agree, but I always have an Amazon Prime delivery because I drink so much water mm-hmm. when I'm on property, and I don't want to spend $3 on a bottle of water. So.
I'm not a huge fan of the Florida water either.
And I'm not a fan of the Florida
water. A lot of people will say that. If you're in Florida and you're accustomed to it, okay.
Yeah.
But I can taste the Florida in the water.
And in every quick service restaurant in Disney will give you free water. So if you go up and ask for water, nobody will even look at you mm-hmm. a second chance. So you can always get free water. But especially with Brayden coming up this summer, you know, having snacks, having fruits, he's still eating purees. What does a 1-year-old eat? I have no idea. So, you know, I have just everything.
Steak with his daddy.
Yeah. I'm like, he's probably not going to be able to eat off of our plates because mm-hmm. I eat, you know, crazy seafood and Dan just eats steak. So, so having an Amazon Prime delivery will save you money rather than buying a case of water.
So explain how that works.
So you would just have it sent to your resort. So it would go to your bellhop. You just have a box. There is a small fee.
It's like $5.
I was going to say, it's a handling fee. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's more than $10, depending on what it is. And they will receive the package for you. And then when you arrive, you just pick it up and take it right to your room.
So some things that my husband would and I would buy for our room, which we didn't end up needing as much as we thought we did. We bought yogurt. Mm-hmm. We bought a jug of milk and a box of Cheerios. I think we bought some Diet Mountain Dews for my husband and I because that's the soda we drink, and they have Coke products everywhere. And that might be it. We brought with us some granola bars, snacky things that we could mm-hmm. have in the park just if we needed to hand something over. But our thought process there was that we would be able to save money by eating a breakfast if you get up early and you want to eat a bowl of cereal in the morning. And our plan for this year is we're actually going to only do two meals a day. We're going to mm-hmm. do a brunch because I personally and the kids, some of the kids like breakfast foods better anyway.
Brunch is my favorite
meal. Yeah, you do a brunch, and especially if you go to a buffet for a brunch, which a lot of character meals will mm-hmm. have buffets. If you go to a buffet for a brunch, a lot of times they'll have out both breakfast food and lunch food. So mm-hmm. you actually kind of get the best of both worlds. So you do a brunch, and when you get there, you're actually hungry. That was one thing that my husband and I realized when we did the deluxe plan is we were eating because we were supposed to, not because we were hungry. And so that's when you start eating salads and stuff along the way. But if you go for a brunch, and then so a lot of our reservations for our summer trip are going to be between 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. The closer to 11, the better, because we can get up in the morning. We can go do some stuff in the parks if we want to, or we can get up when we get up and casually stroll into lunch and then maybe do the afternoon mm-hmm. in the park. And then having like a 5:30 or 6 o'clock dinner meal where it's a real meal. It's mm-hmm. it's a full meal, but we're going to be hungry for it because we're not eating all the time. Yeah. So having what we have planned right now is the Disney dining plan, which is the middle plan. It's not the deluxe, which is what we've done in the past. The Disney dining plan. So we're going to go down a dining plan to save some money and, eat one less meal a day. Mm-hmm. So if you do that Prime delivery and you have some groceries in your room, I mean, if you think you spend, I mean, gosh, I don't even know, probably $35 on groceries, and then maybe with taxes and the shipping, handling fees, whatever, you probably not even spending $50. I've got a family of five. I'm not feeding my family of five anywhere on Disney property for $50.
Right.
So that's a win. And that will be a breakfast meal, an mm-hmm. early morning meal, or a late night snack. You know, I'm not opposed to a bowl of cereal late at night. If you come home and you're hungry, the whole time we will be there for $50. That's kind of an easy way to save.
Absolutely. And some of the bulkier items, too. Like I said, you're not going to want to ship a case of water, you know, with you in your suitcase. So the granola bars and all that, just carry in, and or milk. I guess I'm going to need milk for my 1 year old.
I think we shipped a case of water. In our checked luggage.
Yeah. Well, you can also, you can ship a box. Yeah. So you can also use a box as one of your checked items, too. So mm-hmm. if you want to get it ahead of time and, you know, if you want to go someplace else, and you can certainly do that as well. But I just like the idea of having it shipped and arrived for perishable items and, mm-hmm. and just kind of going that way.
Yeah. Or if you want fresh produce, I think we had bananas and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So just being able to have that in your room and knowing if somebody needs a snack. You know, when your 3-year-old says they need a snack or they're hungry, it's easy to just hand them a banana.
Yeah.
And you don't feel bad about it, especially after eating potentially whatever they want for two meals a day.
Right. And they do have all of this on property. They could be a snack credit that you use.
It's just
too
cheaper.
It's just a little tip to save some money.
If you're not, I mean, maybe honestly, one of the ways to save money might not be to use the dining plan.
Right.
Depending on how you eat and how you want to travel, that's a conversation that is good to have if you don't really know the layout of things. The dining plan, like there might be a free dining promo that everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's free dining. You can't pass this up. There might also be a deep room discount mm-hmm. where you don't get the room discount if you get the free dining.
Right.
You might save more money by getting the room at a deep discount mm-hmm. and paying for the food that you're going to eat because you don't consider yourself a big eater. Or maybe you're going with your significant other and you don't need to have a bunch of character meals or sit downs. Or maybe you just want to go all the time and you don't want to be bothered to sit down. You're going to go pick something up. You're going to mobile order at a walk-up, you know, counter service restaurant. You're going to get your food. You're going to eat, and then you're going to go do 1,000 more rides.
Right.
So it really is case by case.
Yeah. Well, and that brings me to my final point. The last thing I think a lot of people don't know about is the bounce back offer. So that could save you a lot of money. If you're thinking about going back the following year, when you're on property, there's called a bounce back offer, and it varies based on the time that you go. I think right now is a pretty steep room discount. Whereas if you book your next trip while you're on Disney property, then you get that discount. And it doesn't matter if they release a promo and it's outside of that time frame. It's for any time that following year within the dates that they allow, which are a lot more. It's a lot more advantageous than doing one of the promos that they have out now.
So they often have a card laying out that says, "Here, you know, here's the current bounce back mm-hmm. offer." I saw some tip somewhere that said, call and ask.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have the card, call and ask. And when we called, they're like, actually, we're releasing this new bounce back offer. We just released it yesterday and the old one's not over yet. So we had two opportunities to save. And, you know, I looked at my husband. I'm like, do we want to just book this? And he's like, well, what do we need to book it? I said, $200 to book it. And he's like, and then we're out that $200. I said, no, we have until 30 days before we take the trip to cancel it. So if something changes between now and then. So for us, it felt like a no-brainer to book it and then cancel it if you didn't feel like that was going to be feasible. But once you check out, you cannot get that offer.
Correct.
You have to do it while you are on property. If they haven't left a card in your room, I don't think that there was one in our room. So that was why I called, actually. And They have a whole department of people who work on this. And the person who I worked with actually had worked with you before and said very nice things about you as well. And, you know, it's a no-brainer to call and see. And then if you're like, nah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We don't think we're going to come back. Just call and see what it is. The cool thing about it is when I booked with, when I secured that bounce back offer for the trip we're going to take this summer, I was like, you know, I'm just curious about it, but I normally work with Erica and she's my travel agent and I don't really want to book something with somebody else. I want to book with her. She's like, oh, no. She goes, we would never do anything to step on the toes of our travel agents. They are kind of the lifeblood of making this happen. She's like, I will plug this in, but Erica will still be the person doing your trip. And so I still got to work with you. So I almost felt like if I called, I was cheating on you. And I said that to her and she's like, oh, no, that's not how it works. We would never do that. That would be very silly for Disney to go against.
Right. Well, and that's a good point, too, that, I mean, if you're working with a travel agent, we can call for you. So you don't necessarily have to take the time to step out and you can still enjoy your trip. And we could certainly call and book things for you. I did that with another client while they were there. He was actually at the pool. He was sending me pictures like, this is my view right now. And I'm like, okay, let's book your trip back. And so while he was sitting at the pool with his family, you know, we were organizing his bounce back offer.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's good to get it on lockdown while you're there. And you can always decide up until that month before you go that you've changed your mind or circumstances change. And that's totally cool. But it's probably going to be the best. I have not had a better offer in the time. Like, Derek will be like, we got a new discount out. I'm like, is it better than mine? She's like, nope.
Yeah.
No, it is not. So I was glad I did it.
Yeah.
Because it would have cost me money if I wouldn't have.
Yeah. And if you do it and then a promo comes out that's better, you get it too.
Yeah.
Or, well, not two. You could switch over.
You have access to it
there
as well.
Yes.
Well, those are some of the ways that you can save money on your Disney World vacation. Again, the biggest one to me, because Erica has all this information rolling around in her head, is to reach out to Erica at Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. All of the people at Magic Expeditions are wonderful. Allison, the owner there, is great and really passionate about making your trip. Yes, they're Disney nerds. Yes, they're obsessed with Disney, all things, but they're really just genuinely happy to do this for you. And you also are working with somebody I know who wanted to do a Universal Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you are able to accommodate all of that.
Absolutely.
And hook people up with things that are maybe in that area, but not specific to Walt Disney World. And, you know, when I started having this conversation, it was my husband's cousin who was talking about it. He's like, I've heard you talk about this. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I never shut up. And he's like, but we want to do a Universal Day. I'm like, nope. That's why they're Magic Expeditions.
Exactly.
They can hook you up with all of that stuff. I know nothing about Universal. Mm-hmm. I hope to someday, but my kids are not of the age where that's going to be fun for everybody.
Right.
So being able to have that access with you, Magic Expeditions as well, is great. So Erica at MagicExpeditions.com. If you want to learn more about myself and my show, 971talk.com/Annie. And you can check out more about me there. Also at Annie Fry Show on Twitter. It's F-R-E-Y, Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you. Thank you so much for listening to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.